What is the summary of the Ten Commandments?
The summary of the Ten Commandments is to love the Lord our God with all our heart, with all our soul, with all our strength, and with all our mind, and our neighbor as ourselves.
Is any man able to keep the commandments of God perfectly?
No mere man, since the fall, is able in this life to keep the commandments of God perfectly, but breaks them daily in thought, word, and deed.
Are all transgressions of the law equally heinous?
Some sins in themselves, and by reason of several aggravations, are more heinous in the sight of God than others.
What does every sin deserve?
Every sin deserves God's wrath and curse, both in this life and that which is to come.
How may we escape God's wrath and curse?
We may escape God's wrath and curse by belief on the Lord Jesus Christ, trusting in His blood and righteousness alone, accompanied by repentance unto life.
What is belief on the Lord Jesus Christ?
Belief on the Lord Jesus Christ is the faith by which we receive and rest upon Him alone for salvation, just as He is set forth in the gospel.
What is repentance unto life?
Repentance unto life is the change of heart whereby, out of a genuine grief and hatred of our sin, we turn unto God with the earnest intent to strive after new obedience.
What are the ordinary outward means by which the Holy Spirit communicates the benefits of redemption to us?
The ordinary outward means by which the Holy Spirit communicates the benefits of redemption to us are God's Word, read, memorized, preached, and taught, baptism, the Lord's table, prayer, and the fellowship of spiritually minded believers.
How is God's Word made effectual to salvation?
The Spirit of God makes the reading, but especially the preaching of the Word, an effectual means of convincing and converting sinners and of building them up in holiness and comfort.
How is God's Word to be read and heard?
God's Word is to be read and heard with preparation, prayer, and diligence. It is to be received with faith and love. It is to be laid up in our hearts and practiced in our lives.